Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me this week is Cindy Zimmerman. We're going to do something a little different. We're here live at ZimCom World Headquarters in Holt Summit, Missouri. And what we're going to do for you this week is just talk to you about ZimCom and have a little chat about some of the things that we're doing in agricultural marketing, some of the things that we've seen others doing that we think you'll be interested in. So to start with, I think we need to point you to our latest blog project, and that's for Talking News Releases, and you'll find that at www.talkingnewsreleases.com. The reason we created that is because as we developed AgWired into the premier online source of news and information about agricultural marketing, it just no longer served as a corporate website. So we've moved a lot of that information that used to be on AgWired over to the new site. And there on talkingnewsreleases.com, each time we do a Talking News Release project, we'll post that release so that you can see it. There's an XML or RSS feed there for you, so you can subscribe to our Talking News Releases as well. So we hope you like that site. Visit and let us know what you think. We're always interested in your feedback. And Cindy?
One of the things that I've been working on lately is trying to get in touch with a lot of growers to do some grower interviews on some harvest, ending harvest projects that we've been working on for a couple of our clients. And it has been a little bit of a challenge because it's a busy time of year for these farmers, but it's a lot of good information that we're getting out and a lot of good information that we'll be getting out to farm broadcasters around the country to let them know how these growers are doing this harvest season and with the products that we've been working on for those particular clients.
Well, there's been some challenges trying to get some of these growers interviewed. Why is that?
Because it's harvest season. They're out, and they're out 24 hours a day practically. With the new equipment that you have, you can practically be harvesting any time of the day or night. Some of the people with GPS, and of course they've got lights on their combines, and they can be out all the time, and they will be when they've got the windows to harvest in. Of course, the weather has been fabulous pretty much all through the Corn Belt, so they've been just out as much as they can to bring in those soybeans and that corn.
Well, I know I've done some of these interviews too, and like you said, Cindy, we've been interviewing them even as late as 10:30 at night, and these guys are talking to us on a cell phone while they're driving a combine in a field. In fact, we've even had them tell us, we got to stop, we're in a tight corner here, can't talk while I got to make this turn coming up. For clients and companies that want to get this type of grower testimonial information, they just probably need to understand that harvest time's a busy time for these guys.
Well, I think we're educating them in that regard. Even at this time of year, they're a lot of times even giving up their normal midday lunchtime, dinner time when they would come in during harvest season to get the work done in the timely fashion.
We want to talk about AgWired, too. I know many of you who may be listening to our ZimCast have received some information we sent out by email this last week because we've gone over 10,000 unique visitors on the website since it launched publicly on March 15th of this year. In just a few short months, we think that's a real milestone and that people need to know that. We've only sent that email to promote this to about 1,100 people. So there's another, 8,000 plus people who have come to this website probably because of a referral, or perhaps they actually have found it on a search engine. Although according to our statistics, our visitors, very few of them do come from a search engine. It's mostly bookmarked, or else somebody's coming there by typing it right into their web browser. So we're proud of that, and because of that, we think that that opens up some new opportunities for little old ZimCom here, and some of those that I think we want to talk about have to do with how companies can use this as a marketing tool to reach our audience.
Well, initially we had said that we did not want to have advertising on AgWired in order to give us the credibility of being more objective. But at this point, we're reaching a wide enough audience that we are looking at some advertising possibilities and developing a rate card. And we've got some as opposed to like a banner ad that would be on most websites, we're trying to develop more creative opportunities for people who would want to reach the audience that we're reaching with AgWired. For one thing, we could give exposure to an agricultural group or whatever through event coverage on it, and possibly like the upcoming NAMA Agribusiness Forum and the NAFB convention and other farm meetings. We can be there, we can take pictures, we can do interviews, and we can put that all that on the website, and it can reach that market.
And we're doing this on a blog format, and I think a lot of people look at that word. You know, it's not a pretty word, but it's the word the industry's adopted, and the general public included, is accepting and using at this point, so I think we kind of have to go with it. But really, it's just a website, and it's just a very clean, easy, unique way to present information in a timely fashion. And because it's relatively easy to do compared to a traditional website, we can put that out more often. That's what drives people to your website, I think, is good, fresh content that they want to get. And we're seeing the adoption of some of this in the ag business at this point. Some of it that we're directly involved in, of course, is World Dairy Diary. That's at wdexpo.org. And that's a website about the dairy industry, but World Dairy Expo in particular. And that came about through a discussion with them. I recommend you visit and look at it and see what you think. But there's an example of how we can create a site just targeted to a particular event even, and that can be incorporated into somebody's traditional website scenario. World Dairy Expo did that just by literally putting a link to that site on their homepage. From there, we've seen a lot of interest in this, and that's even led to another site that we're working on that we're just now starting to talk about.
And that's domesticfuel.com, and that would focus on both ethanol and biodiesel and the importance of these fuels to America in terms of them being better for the environment, better for our country, lessening our dependence on foreign oil, that kind of thing. We wanted to focus on the positive news about the domestic fuel industry, and that is what we're doing with domesticfuel.com. It hasn't really been fully launched yet. It is there. You can go and check it and see the news that we have put on there already. And we'll be looking for more news, and we hope that people will be sending it to us. But we'd like to have this be a central site for us to post news and information about ethanol and biodiesel and domestic fuels.
Having been reporters for so many years, we're good at developing news content, and so we're doing that for our own sites in concert, I guess you would say, with a couple of them, with some site sponsors. Besides that, we have several private companies and organizations who have hired us to develop their own blogs, and these, again, are going to be incorporated into a traditional website scenario, but will literally exist as a standalone website, because in the case of the companies we're working with, they're so frustrated with their traditional website and the IT department and the people that just don't seem to respond quickly to getting news and information and announcements out. And this is to their customers or their members. So they're looking at the blog format as giving them the opportunity to do something that they can't do on their own website. And when they've got all this money invested in a traditional website, you know, it is a real frustration and it's a cost consideration. We're looking at it as a whole new section of our business and finding that there is more and more companies that are looking at doing this.
You talked a little bit about the word blog and how people don't really like it and don't understand it. We call traditional websites websites. I think we maybe want to go back to the word weblog because it just indicated it's a more fluid website, something that can be changed easily and updated quickly and include pictures and audio and even video. That's what we'd like to do, is see that developed more. It's also a really good way to reach farmers and ranchers and customers directly with your messages without having to go through any other media.
We want to talk about not just what we're doing, but also what some others are doing. And if you're listening to this Zimcast, then you're listening to a podcast. In fact, I remember back in March at a USDA farm broadcasters meeting using or maybe coining the term farm podcasting. So because this is about ag, well, this is a farm podcast. And you know what? It's not the only one out there. There are some traditional farm broadcasters, Brownfield Network being one in particular that I'm aware of, that are offering programming that's available by subscription on the internet only. This is something that is actually being done in the farm communications world. And one of the ones we just found out about is a good friend, old friend of ours, and that's Ned Arthur over in Indiana, who's started what he calls the Swinecast, or we like to now call him the Swinecaster, I guess. Here's a website you can go to, it at www.swinecast.com. It's a blog. He's really not putting a lot of news content there in a text form. It's basically show notes from each of the podcasts or Swinecasts that he does. I think he's developed a test or pilot project that looks like it's going to have the legs to become an annual and ongoing program, which is sponsored by Elanco. We'll hopefully be interviewing him for one of our upcoming Zimcasts. I've got that request in right now and talk about that and how that's working with Elanco. So there are definitely others out there doing this. We just want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing here at ZimCom. Any final comments, Cindy, that you've got for our Zimcast listeners?
Well, I just was thinking about, probably have seen the news stories in the last week about the iPods being used for TV shows and video. They're just going to be, we're going to be seeing more and more iPods out there being used for both radio type and television type programming that people can download and then watch or listen to on their own time.
As you can tell, this has been a completely unscripted program, but we've enjoyed doing it, and we think we probably will do this a little more often as time goes on as we develop this Zimcast. We hope you enjoy it, and feel free to contact us here at any time. I encourage you to go to our new site, talkingnewsreleases.com at www.talkingnewsreleases.com. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck.
And I'm Cindy Zimmerman.